Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Ches, 3:8, and now we turn to the category of Nezek called Keren. Again, what that means, the animal acts in an unusual way, he intends to cause damage, and therefore normally the responsibility is to pay only Nezek, Chatzi Nezek, half damages, and also it's limited in how much liability to the value of the animal that caused the damage. So here the Mishnah says, Shnei Shevarim Tamim Shechavlu Zedze. Two people are neighbors, let's say they have cows, and the cows are there, and they get into a fight. Or could be, for that matter, horses, they get into a fight. Doesn't make a difference. And they damage each other. So then, Mishalmim b'mosar chatzi nezek. So we see, you know, who caused more damage. If one cow caused 100 damage, and one other cow caused 60 damage, so the difference is 40. And therefore, the person who caused more damage, his cow cause more damage, he'll have to pay chatzi nezek, or half of 40, meaning 20. Shnehem mu'adim. If instead of them being both tam, they're both mu'ad. So a guy has two neighbors have bulls. The bulls are known to be notoriously bad tempered. There's been three warnings to each of the owners. Now they're a mu'ad. So if they damage each other, mishalm b'mosar nezek shalim. So then the person who caused more damage, he pays the difference in Nezek Shalom. And again, so that means if one bull caused 100, other bull caused 60 damage, the net is there's the 40 damage, which is paid to the person who was damaged 100. Echad tam ve'echad mu'ad. Now, what happens if you have, let's say the bull is a mu'ad and the cow is a tam, and now the bull and the cow get into a fight, and the owner of the bull, since it's a mu'ad, has to pay full damages, and the owner of the cow has to pay half damages. So then, now the Mishnah says here, and I'm going to learn this Mishnah according to the Bartanura first, as I do with Bartanura learns like Rashi, mu'ad batam, if it's the mu'ad that causes more damage to the tam than vice versa, so the bull damaged the cow, and the bull's owner has to pay full damages, as opposed to the cow's owner, which is half damages. So then, mishalim b'mosar nezek shalim. So then we again net it out. So we say, listen, the bull caused 100 damage, it's a mu'ad. The cow caused 60 damage, it's a tam. So that means that in net-net, the owner of the bull needs to pay the owner of the cow 40 in damages, nezek shalim. Tam b'mu'ad, if it's the tam, let's say the cow, which is a tam, causes more damage to the bull, which is the mu'ad, than the mu'ad bull does the cow. So then, mishalim b'mosar chatzi nezek. So then, you pay half damages on the difference. Meaning, if the cow caused 100 damage, and it's a tam, and the bull caused 40 damage, and it's a mu'ad. So we say, listen, 100 minus 40 is 60. So that means that the total damage net incurred was 60, and the owner of the cow, since the cow is a tam, must pay chatzi nezek, so it pays half of 60, which is 30. Okay? Now, you may be anticipating, scratching your head, saying, wait a second, there is another way you could do this. You could say, why would you wait and first net out the total damage? Why would you think about the financial obligations that each one has? Meaning, in the exact story that I gave you, where the tam caused 100 damage and the mu'ad caused 40 damage, why don't you say, listen, the tam owner owes half of 100, which is 50. The mu'ad owner owes 40. And therefore, it should be 50 minus 40 is 10 that should be paid, not 30. Okay? That is not how the Bartanura learns. That's not how Rashi learns. But that is how Tosos learns, how the Rambam learns, and how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So, Bartanura notwithstanding, the way that Halach Lamaisa is that we look not at the total damage and then look who caused more damage, and then if it's the person who caused more damage was the person who had the tam, then we just pay half of it. No, we look at the amount of financial, look at the two episodes independently, and which makes it much easier, of course, because it might be very difficult in certain scenarios, according to Rashi and the Bartanura, to figure out, you know, when we do look at two separate acts or we look at one combined act. So according to Shulchan Aruch, like Rambam, etc., don't have to worry about that. You look at it as two separate acts always. So that means the tam owner caused 100 damage, it means he owes 50. The mu'ad owner caused 40 damage, he owes 40. So 50 minus 40 is 10 net, and therefore the tam owner would give just 10. That would be the halacha, not like the Bartanura. Okay? V'chein, says the Mishnah, and the same would apply if you have shnei anashim shechavlu zeh et zeh. You have two people get into a boxing match and they punch each other out. So then, if one is obligated to pay 100 and the other one is obligated to pay, 30, so then we net it out, and mishalman b'mosar nezek shalom, the person who caused 100 will end up paying 70 of damage, because it's 100 minus 30 is 70. Echad b'mud, excuse me, adam b'mud, a mud b'adam, if a person and an animal, it's a mud, you have a pet lion, and I go and I attack your lion, causing damage, and it gets me back, so now you owe me for the lion's damage, and I owe you for the damage to the lion. So then, Mishalim b'moser nezek shalim, whoever damaged more has to pay nezek shalim based on the difference. Adam b'tam, b'tam b'adam, if your cow and me get into a fight, your cow is a tam, and I'm a mu'ud l'olam, I'm a person. So then again, if it's, whether it's adam b'tam or tam b'adam, doesn't matter what, if it's adam b'tam mishalem b'mosar nezek shalem, if the person who caused more damage is the person as opposed to the cow, so then he pays, in other words, I caused 100 damage to your cow causes 80 damage to me, so then we'd say 100 minus 80 is 20, and I have to give you 20. Tam b'adam, if your cow caused 100 to me, and I only caused 80 to it, so then what we do is we say 100 minus 80 is 20, and therefore the owner of the tam cow has to pay chatzi nezek, half of 20, meaning 10, according to the Bar Tanura. And according to, let's say the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, it actually is not the way at all. According to them, the tam caused 100 damage to me, so that means you owe me 50. I caused 80 damage to your tom, which means I owe you 80. So 50 minus 80 means actually I owe you 30. Okay, now to the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. Mishalem b'moser chatzi nezek. Okay, now, Rabbi Kiva says, af tam shechavl ba'adam. He says, wait a second. It's true that there's such thing as chatzi nezek when an animal causes damage, but that's when an animal causes damage to someone's property. But if an animal causes damage to another person, so then, mishalem b'moser nezek shalem, the damages are full damages, not half damages. So he has basically a different pasuk, a different limud, and based on that limud, he says, listen, the chatzi nezek rule for Karen only applies when we're talking about damage to property, but not to a person's body itself. So if your cow is a tom, but it attacks me and causes 100 of damage, you have to pay me the full 100, not 50, says Rabbi Akiva. But halacha follows the chachamim that it's chatzi nezek for a tom in all events, whether to a person or to his property, and that's the din, la halacha. But note, even according to Rabbi Akiva, although you're paying nezek shalem, if an animal causes karen damage to a person, it still would be capped. The total payment would be limited to the value of the animal that caused damage in the first place. In other words, it's megufo according to Rabbi Akiva as well.